Good morning. We're continuing with Chayotim Klal Chavches Simen Yudalit. Tova Arbis Shal Shabbos Lahitzkabo Mashiv Ruach B'Kiyotzevoy. So a person made a mistake in Shemone Esrei of Friday night of something which the halacha is, if he does not say it or he said it incorrectly, he would have to repeat Shemone Esrei. So he didn't say Mashiv Ruach Amor Degoshim in the winter time, and that a person is not Yotzei Shemone Esrei without saying that. A person forgot Yal V'Yavo Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Okay. Something of that sort. Oh, Afilo Lo Yehispalo Klal, or the person, whatever reason, did not daven Marav. U'mechaven kishoymer hashatz brocha achas me'en sheva miroish ba'atsoif mila b'mila. And lechatchila, he should daven Shemone Esrei again. Or if he did not daven, he should go daven. But instead of doing that, he listens to what's known as bracha achas me'ein sheva. So me'ein means it's going to be, instead of saying a full bracha, he's going to say parts of the bracha which are comparable. It is a contraction of, and it's an abridged version of the full bracha. So we refer to the bracha of Alamichya is Me'ein Sholosh. The Chi of Deraisa is to say three brachas of benching. This is an abridged version of the three brachas that we say in Alamichya, or Alagefen, or Aloheitz. So the bracha, what we say Friday night, after Vayechulu, the paragraph of Vayechulu is that we repeat, and then the Chazan starts with Baruch Atah Hashem, and we say Magan Avos, and then he says Elokeinu Melech Avoseinu, and he ends off with Mekadosh Shabbos. So he says one bracha, starts with Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Avoseinu, and ends off with Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos. That's one long bracha. Contained in it are mention of the thoughts of all of the seven brachas that a person would normally say in Shemone Esrei. It talks about the idea of Elokeinu Melech Avoseinu, Elokei Avraham, excuse me, Magen Avos, and we talk about Mechaye Meisim, Akel HaKadosh, the Bereshit Mekadosh HaShabbos, that the Bereshit is going to give us Sholem. So we mention all of these ideas of the brachas of Kela Hoidah, he's the Kela of Hoidah. So you mention all of the thoughts of the Shemone Esrei in this bracha. But you only say one bracha. So normally you cannot choose to say one bracha instead of your Shemone Esrei, instead of your 19 brachas, one bracha instead of seven brachas. You have to say the full thing. But the lach is over here, but yeah, but he's Yotzei. Mishum Latilat Arbis Rishos, he Kilova. Because since Arbis is Rishos, it's not a Chiyav Gomer for a person to say it. So Chazal were makel that he can be Yotzei his Chiyav of Shemone Esrei with this bracha. Now the Gemara comes out in brachas that Chazal were not mechayev us to say Tfilas Arbis. However, the Rishonim already say that Klal Yisrael has undertaken to daven Ma'ariv, and a person is not allowed to be lenient in this Minhag Yisrael. The subservice says that a Minhag Yisrael becomes binding upon us, it gets it in like a neder deraisa. So a person can no longer be mekel and not daven Ma'ariv. Bizman Chazal, a person had a choice to daven Ma'ariv or not. And if he chose not to, that was fine. But nowadays, he doesn't have that option. But even so, since it was originally set up as Rishus, certain leniencies apply to it. One of them is you can be Yotzei with the bracha of Bracha Achaz Me'ein Sheva. Okay, he's Yotzei with that. He listens to it word for word, and he has Kavanah to be Yotzei. We have to have, the Chazan has to have Kavanah to Yotzei him. Ramosha suggests that maybe the Chazan, by virtue of davening for the Omer, there's almost an automatic Kavanah that he's there to Yotzei the Tzibur. So maybe you can rely on that. After the Chazan finishes the Bracha Achaz Me'ein Sheva, so the person who's listening and being Yotzei has to say Oseh Sholem. Pesei Gimel Pesiyos, he steps back and he says, Asher Sholem. V'davki Meshatz. Avlechachila also the Yisparlo B'yochid Baruch Achaz Min Sheva. A person cannot go on his own and say this tefillah. But he haven't tzarech inim yotza. And maybe if he did say it on his own, not in the context of the tzibur, I'm not sure that whether you're yotze or not. And Mishabur paskins in the Bir Locha that your person is not yotze. Mishabas v'yomtiv she'ein kimish hashatz ein omazger shal yomtiv. But in a case where Shabbos falls out on yomtiv, so in the Shemoneh Esrei, a person is supposed to mention Shabbos and yomtiv. The Baruch Achaz main shoulder main Sheva, the person is not supposed to mention yomtiv. It's only there because of the kana of Shabbos. So he does not mention yomtiv in the bracha. So how can we get to Shemoneh Esrei on the night of a yomtiv, which is also Shabbos, but a night of yomtiv where you have a chiyuv to mention yomtiv and you're davening, you're not yet saying yomtiv, you're davening because you're just mentioning Shabbos. So in that situation where it comes out on Shabbos and yomtiv, in that situation, the only solution is to go back and to daven Shemoneh Esrei. You cannot rely on the Bracha Achaz Me'ein Sheva. Okay, have a good day.